Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amrish Lakish. Amrish Lakish Maidik Siv, and the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Im Leleitzim Hu Yolit, for cynical people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts cynically, Ula Novim Yitein Chein, and those that act humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants them favor. The pasuk comes to teach us, says Rish Lakish, Bala Tamei, if somebody comes to act in a Tamei fashion, in a non-proper fashion, Paischen Loi, an opening is provided for him to act that way. However, Bala Taher, if somebody comes to act in a pure fashion, Messiah, so he receives help from Shemayim to act that way. The Klozmig Rebbe used to explain, Bala Taher, Messiah, that Baal attire, even if a person comes to act in a tardig way, for everything, Messiah, we require Siyata Deshmaya to be able to fulfill our goals. But furthermore, he says, Baal attire, the Gemara uses the word Letaher, not Litoher, comes to teach us not only when is a person worthy for the Sinai to receive this special siyata d'shmaya is letaher, when he comes to be matar other people, when somebody is trying to bring tahara and kedusha to the entire environment in which he is in, Sinai, such a person is worthy of Sinai for siyata d'shmaya. Tana de Beir Shmuel. So Shmuel teaches in a brisa. Mashal Adam Shoich Moichen Neft Vafarsman. This could be compared to a person who's selling in the store kerosene, and a farsman is a very pleasant smelling oil. Bolimdod Neft. If a person comes to buy kerosene, Oimaloi, the storekeeper tells him, Medoid Atal Atmcha. Take yourself. I won't participate because I don't want to come close to that smell. However, Baal Limda, the fastman, when it comes to measure and buy, the fastman, Oimerloi, so the storekeeper tells him, Hamtonly, Acha Emdedimach, wait till I could work along with you, Kadesh Nispasim, Aniva Atta, so both you and I will become perfumed from this beautiful smell. Tara de Beir Bishmol, Avera Mitam Temes, Liboy Shalodom, and Avera obstructs the heart of a person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'loisu tamu b'hem, don't become tamei." V'nitmeisem b'hem, v'nitmeisem. The second time is spelled without an aleph. Atikri v'nitamtem, as the pasuk is supposed to be read, el v'nitamtem. Somebody becomes obstructed. And the mefarshim explain that this is especially relevant to macholos asuros, that if somebody eats macholos asuros, he becomes v'nitamtem, he becomes obstructed, his ability to gain milus, to grow higher in avodas Hashem, becomes obstructed. But the Ein Yitzchok says a very interesting pshat. He says this pasuk uses the word tamei twice, v'loisotamu v'nitmeisem. But the word tamei that the pasuk Torah chose to have the missing aleph to teach us the concept of nitamtem is in the second time the Torah uses the word tamei. Teaches us the Ein Yitzchok. If a person does an avera once, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanas on him still. It's nitamtem when he does the avera the second time, a person became his habit to do averis, when he tamtem, his heart becomes obstructed from serving Hashem. Tana Abonim, the pasuk says, V'loi sitam avahem v'ni tamtem boy, Odom metame atzvei ma'at, if a person becomes somewhat tamei, metame somehow becomes more tamei. No matter if he becomes tamei here in this world, metame somehow, like we learned before, from Shemaim, they open up the ability for him to become tamei. By Olam Hazeh, it becomes tamei in this world, but tamei Olam Haba. Ben Yehoyada brings an interesting story to help us understand this Gemara. He says there were once two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who ended up in Spain during the difficult time of the Spanish Inquisition. And being Jewish, they of course did not publicize that they were Jewish, and they were famished, they were stuck. And two families, one family took in Reuven and one family took in Shimon, and they gave them to eat and to drink, that should be able to come to themselves. After a while, when they had gained their strength back and they were prepared to go on with their travels back home, the family by which Reuven was at told him, "It's obvious that you're Jewish, and we want you to know that we too are Jewish. However, of course, because of the situation, we're hiding our religion, but you should know that you did not have to eat anything non-kosher. Everything you ate was kosher. We, of course, are careful that our home should be kosher. We shecht animals and poultry quietly, in secret, and you only ate kosher food." Shimon, unfortunately, did not have that good fortune of only having eaten kosher food. So when Reuven and Shimon returned home, Shimon turned to his Rav and asked him, "How was it that my brother Reuven was so fortunate that he did not have to eat any machalos asuris and I did?" So the Rav asked him, "Think about your history. Was there ever a situation that you were not careful in Hilchas Kashrus?" And Shimon, after reviewing and thinking, says, "Yes, there was one time there was a food that wasn't kosher and I wanted it very much and I ate it." Said the Rav, "That is Pshat now Gemara. A person who's careful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches that he should not come to eat any machals asuras to any averis. However, as we just learned, if chas v'sholem, oda matama atzma ma'at, even if you just one time chas v'sholem ate something inappropriate, matamna say harbe, you are now open to chas v'sholem doing more averis. Tanu rabbanan, we learn in a braisa, v'skadishta v'yisem kadoshim, person should sanctify himself so he should be holy. Oda mekadosh atzma ma'at, if a person sanctifies himself a little, mekachin seharbe, he will become very kadosh. No matter if he sanctifies himself in this world, mekachin esamamala, they sanctify him from shemayim by olam haza, mekachin esalam haba, hanulach amalem hamamuna, hanulach amalem hamamuna. Our Mishnah goes back, as we had in the previous parak, continued to learn what the schedule of the Kohen Gadol was on Yom Kippur. We had then digressed to speak about Eilam Askinah Son Mishvach, Ve'Eilam Askinah Son Lignai, the various people who acted in the Beis Hamikdash properly or improperly. And now our Mishnah continues to go back to discuss the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And we were in the middle of discussing the Shnei Se'irim, the two goats. One goat was LaHashem, which we will discuss at length in Mitzvah Shem in this coming parak, that was brought as a carbon on Yom Kippur, and one was Lazazel, which was thrown down the cliff. And the two animals, as we learned, were identified or picked through a lottery. Teaches us the Mishnah, Torah Beklapai, the Kohen Gadol would snatch from the box. And as the Rashi explains, he would snatch it quickly, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, nobody should come to suspect that he was trying to set up that one animal should be designated as the Karban Hashem more than the other, or that the Karban or the word Hashem should come up on the right hand. The Ritva explains Tarpa Klapai similarly, that the two that they shook up the papers in the Gairul, that nobody should suspect that it was rigged. The Hellish Negrolus, and then two lots come out, Echad Kosov LaHashem, and one was written the word LaHashem, Echad Kosov LaZazel, and one was written the word LaZazel. Hazgan B'yaminoi, The deputy Kohen Gadol was on his right side, Rosh Beis Av Mismoloi, and the head of the family that should have been doing the avodah on that day was on his left side. Im shel shem ola b'yaminoi. If when the Kohen Gadol chose a lottery, the one that said on it the word Lashem came up in his right hand, Hazgan, who was standing on his right side, Aymalai would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master the Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha, raise your right hand to show everyone that the Goyer Lashem came out on the right hand. V'im shall Shem all of a smiley. If the girl saying the word shame came up in the Kohen Gadol's left hand, Rosh Beis Av Aymalai, the Rosh Beis Av would say to him, Isha Kohen Gadol, our master the Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Smolcha, raise your left hand and show everyone that that hand had the Shem Hashem. Nosno Shnei Seirim. He then put the lottery on the two he-goats for Omer, and he says, Lashem Chatos. The Rishonim discuss at length a question here. The Gemara says, in Masechta Nedarim, Loilema Inish, a person shouldn't say Lashem Karbon, El Karbon Lashem. If a person wants to donate a carbon to Mizbeach, he shouldn't say the word Lashem Karbon, this is Lashem a carbon. Rather, he should say Karbon Lashem, Dim Lepasho, because we're concerned maybe he's just going to say the word Lashem, so like Amar Karbon, and he won't end off saying Karbon, and will come out that he said the Shem Hashem Levatolo. So they ask, how come over here the Kohen Gadol is allowed to say Lahashem Chatos? So a number of terutzim are given. One terutz that the Tosfos HaRosh gives is because we're following the order of what the Torah tells us to do. The Torah tells us first, Ash Allah Agolav Hagor Lashem. So it says first Lashem, and then only afterwards it says Basor Chatos. So here the Torah specifically said to do Lashem before the Chatos. Another Torah is given is that the Kohen Gadol only said the word Lashem. The word Chatos was said by the Skan or someone else. So therefore, there's no option of saying Chatos Lashem, because he's only going to use the word Lashem. Another Torah given is that since we're dealing with a carbon tzibur, this concern that's raised in the Gemara Masechta Nedarim is only by a carbon yochid, not by a carbon tzibur. Similarly, we're dealing here, many Rishonim say, with the Kohen. We have a rule, Kohanim's Rizenheim, and we know that they won't come to make such a mistake. Or, along the same lines, as we just learned in the Mishnah, the Skan stood to his right side, and the Rosh Beis Av stood to the left side, and they would have, of course, made sure that he would not leave just with the word Lahashem. He would, of course, say Lashem Chatos. Rav Shmuel said, he did not have to say the word Chatos, El Hashem, he just said the word Hashem. V'hein Oinim Akrov, and everybody there would answer after they heard him say the Shem Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvoid, Machus Loi Lavoid. Ask the Gemara, Lomali Tarpa Klapai, why was it necessary for him, as Rashi said, to snatch it quickly, or Ritva said to shake up the backs? Answers the Gemara, we want him to do it so nobody should, that he should not come to deliberately make sure that the word that the piece saying Lashem comes up in his right hand. For as the Rishonim explained, it wasn't that the word Lashem was written on a piece of paper, one piece of paper, and the word Lazazel was written on another piece of paper. They were actually engraved on pieces of paper. So if the Kohen Gadol had time to feel what was going on in the backs, he would feel out which paper is Lashem and which is Lazazel. So to avoid that from happening, Taref, do it quickly. Ask the Tosfos HaShonim, if we're dealing with a situation that there's a concern that he's going to deliberately pick up with his right hand one piece and with his left hand another piece, so that's not a geyrul, and the Torah requires a geyrul. So how can we be concerned that he would not follow the Torah's requirement? So some Rishonim answer that in his great desire, and the Kohen Gadol's great desire, that the word Lashem should come up in the right hand, he will forget the requirement of a geyrul, and therefore make this mistake. Another Torah says that of course the Kohen Gadol would never make such an error of using, of rigging, so to speak, the Goyro. But people who stood there would not understand what the Kohen Gadol was doing, and they may come to accuse him of setting up the Goyro, that it should come up the right hand, the word Lashem. To prevent that, we said, Torah, do it quickly. And the Avnei Nezer explains, why were they so anxious to have the Goyro Lashem come up on the right hand? So he explains, as we have many times, the Gemara says, L'olam yehes yamin mekareves, the small doicha. So we always want to have more yamin mekareves. And that's why they were anxious Lashem should come up on the yamin, on the right side. Amar Rava. So Rava describes the slattery blocks. Kalapish leitoisa. It was made out of wood. The shalchol hoisa, it wasn't kadosh. The ena machzekas al shtei yadayim, there was only room for two hands to fit into the box. Maskul of Ravina. So Ravina asks to Rava, Bishlav ena machzekas al shtei yadayim, this that you say that it only has place for two hands, I can understand. Kehechi deloy lechavim velishkoil. As we just explained, we don't want the kohen to be deliberate and be able to feel which is the paper that says Lashem, which says Lachatos, Lazozel. So we made it very small fit. Ela shalchol, but this that you said that it was not kadosh. Why? Nigdisha, why don't you take communal funds and be magdashit? Answers the Gemara in Cain, because if it will be kadosh, we will now have a klisharitz made out of wood, and the halacha is klisharitz eitz lo yavdina, we're now going to make a klisharitz out of wood, because the Tosfos Yesharim explains the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara Masechta Menachos quotes a machlokes if you're allowed to have klisharitz made out of wood. The Rabbanan hold that you're never allowed to have a kli sharis made out of wood, and even Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you are allowed to have a kli sharis made out of wood, that's only b'di'evet, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to have a kli sharis made out of wood, and that's why we don't want this to be made out of wood. Ask the Rishonim, even if we'll make it out of wood, it won't be a kli sharis, because the halacha is that a kli sharis does not receive the status of a kli sharis until it's used. Here, it's not going to be used beforehand. Nothing else was done with it. So, some Rishonim answer that people will not realize that even if we use it from communal funds, it doesn't really have the status of a kli sharis. They'll think that this is a full-fledged kli sharis. And they'll think you're allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood, which, of course, as we just explained, is not permitted. Other Rishonim say, since this is the avoida, what are we supposed to do with a lottery box? We're supposed to use it for a lottery, for a goyro. That makes it a klisharis, even if it didn't have any further sanctification. Ask the Gemara, so your concern was it was made out of wood, it can't be a klisharis. So v'navdi the kesef, why don't we make it out of silver? V'navdi the zov, why don't we make it out of gold? Answers the Gemara, Hatayra chaso Abamayim shal Yisrael. The Torah is concerned about Jewish money, and the Torah doesn't want us to spend money to make a box out of wood, out of gold, when it can be made out of wood. Of course, the Mefarshim say that we don't want to use communal funds for it. But if someone wants to go use his own funds for and donate, it should be a gold box, why not? The Rishonim point out that here our Gemara says a concept of a Torah chosa amamayim shal Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want to spend our money, that we should spend money to make a gold box when a wood box is fine. Yet many times in Shas we find the concept of ein anias b'makom ashiris, that in the Beis Hamikdash everything was done in a very grand way. We just learned in the previous parak that all the handles of these knives were made out of gold. So when is there a concept of Torah Chasa v'manah shi Yisrael, and when is there a concept of ein anias b'makom ashiris? So Moshe Rishonim explained, since this box was only used once a year for the Goyrul on Yom Kippur, for Lashem Lazozel, and furthermore, even that wasn't necessarily used once a year, because we just learned in the Gemara that the box had to be custom made, that it should only fit the size of the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. So if there was a new Kohen Gadol, a new box had to be made. So for something that was used so infrequently and was probably changed quite frequently, had Torah chasam amonim sheyisrael not to spend extra money to make this box. But I saw another very interesting pshat. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, went into the Beis HaMikdash with the Aron HaKodesh, the place, the highest level of Ruchnius. So a Kohen Gadol, as he enters the Beis HaMikdash, his thoughts were probably about Ruchnius the matters. However, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was also supposed to think about Klal Yisrael's physical needs, their Gashmius the need. So our Torah chasam amonim sheyisrael. The Torah tells us the box that should be used for the goyrel on Yom Kippur should be made out of wood to remind the Kohen Gadol as he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim that Klal Yisrael needs panasa and daven for the panasa just like you're davening from the ruchnius. Continues the Gemara, Masnisan, our Mishnah that says that the way the goyrel worked on Yom Kippur was that the Kohen Gadol put in both hands into the box is the loikai tana, is not like the tana that's taught in this braisa. The tanya, as it says, as it's taught in this braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimim Mishnah Rabbi Lezer, Haskan v'Kohen Gadol machnisim yodnim b'klapi. Both the skan and the Kohen Gadol put their hands into the box. Each one of them puts their right hand. Im b'yimino shu Kohen Gadol ola, if the paper with the word Hashem comes up on the Kohen Gadol's hand, Hasgan, Oimeloi, the Skan tells him, Isha Kohen Gadol Hag V'Yimincha, the Kohen Gadol will raise your hand. Then V'Yimina Shaskan Oila, if it's the Skan that with his right hand the word Hashem comes up, Rosh Beis Av Oimeloi Kohen Gadol, the Rosh Beis Av tells the Kohen Gadol, Dvar Milach, say your word, say that this is going to be Hashem Chat, that this will be Vlazozel. The name of Skan. Ask the Gemara, why is the Rosh Beis Av speaking to Kohen Gadol? Why shouldn't it be the Skan speaking to the Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, Kim Dlaisolik B'yodei. Since the Kohen Gadol was not fortunate to pick with his right hand the word, the Goyrel that says Lashem, it was the Skan that picked it up. Cholishtate, the Kohen Gadol will be upset, and therefore upset at the Skan, and that's why we prefer that it should be this Rosh Beis Av speaking to him, not the Skan. The Mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Rosh Beis Av tell the Skan to pick up his right hand? So they explain, the Skan, the Kohen Gadol was very busy. Since he was very busy all day, the people had to remind them what to do. The Skan wasn't that busy, so we weren't concerned that he would forget, so there's no need to tell him Hag V'Yimincha. Another reason given to Rishonim is that we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol would be upset. Ava, he would be jealous that the Skan depicted the word Lashem, and therefore we don't want to offend him, and we therefore tell him that it should be, we don't make any public announcements. The Mefarshim asks, the Tais Rishonim asks, how could we even say that the Skan should do the Goyrel? We're going to learn in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah that the Goyrel is Ma'keves. Doing the Goyrel is crucial to the Avoid of Yom Kippur. And we also know, as we have learned, that all the Avoiders of Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So how could the Skan do the Goyrel? So they answer that really, once the Kohen Gadol picks out the first lot, the Goyrel is really finished. Because if there's only two pieces of paper and the Kohen Gadol picked out the first one, the Goyrel is really over. So the Skan, when he takes the second piece of paper, is not really affecting that much. Another teretz that's given is that it's not the picking up of the Goyrel what is crucial. It's saying L'Hashem Chatos. And that was said by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the main avoider, the crucial avoider, was done by the Kohen Gadol. Another teretz is that since we see that even if the Kohen Gadol had done this avoider, he would have done it with the left hand, so we see, and which is always not the appropriate way, as we always learn, it has to be done with the right hand. So we see that this is not really a crucial avoda, and that's why it may be done by the scan. By the scan. The Maikamaski, yet our Mishnah disagreed. Our Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol does both gairolus, one with his right hand and one with his left hand. What is the basis of the machloekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa? Marsava, the Braisa holds the mina the scan, the right hand of the scan, or the besmol the Kohen Gadol is more preferred over the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. We can't have both. We can either have Kohen Gadol or the right hand. So the Braisa held we'd rather go with the right hand of the scan. Masover, our Mishnah hold, Kadodinanu, nothing is perfect. It's either the left of Kohen Gadol or the right of the Skan. Since they're equal, we'll stick with the Kohen Gadol. And the Chabina Rav and the Shaul Shuvah Stav of Mishorim uses this concept of our Mishnah for a Shaila. He said there was a Shaila where there was option to use one of two people as the Baal Tekeh in Rosh Hashanah. One was a bigger Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, but he could only blow the shofar from the left side of his mouth. And the other person was lesser Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, but he was able to blow the shofar from the right side of his mouth, which the Shulchan Aruch says is the preferable way of blowing the shofar. Who should be chosen? So the Chabina Rav says that since, as we say in our Gemara, when we have two options, they're both the same, we go with the Kohen Gadol, we go with the higher level person. Here too, we should take the Talmud Chacham, who is the bigger Talmud Chacham, even though he can't blow from the right side. Says the Gemara, Man Hai Tana, the Polgar of Yehuda. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that argues in Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Rechanina Skana Kahanim. The Tanya, Rechanina Skana Kahanim Omer, Lom Skam Yemina. Why was the Skan on the right side of the Kohen Gadol? Shim Ir by Psuba Kohen Gadol. If something happened to disqualify the Kohen Gadol, Nichna Skanim Shamish Tachtav. The Skan took his place. But what do we see? That the only purpose of the Skan was only there to be a backup to the Kohen Gadol, not to do anything else. Not like the Braisa said that the Skan actually did the Goyim. The Sfas Emes asks, according to the Tan of the Braisa, that the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both did Goyim. So if it came out that the Kohen Gadol picked out with his right hand Lazazel, he would have to take his hand all the way across to put it on the head of the animal which stood on the left side, which would be very uncomfortable. What was done? So a number of answers are given. One teretz is that according to this Tana, the Tana of the Braisa, the Skan didn't stand to the right of the Kohen Gadol. He actually stood to the left of the Kohen Gadol. And that works very well with the Braisa we just learned. According to Chanina Skan Kahanim, that the Skan did not do the Goyel, then we hold that the Skan stood to the right of the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, actually he stood to the left. Another Teretz is that even if the Skan did the Goyrol, even if we learn like the Braisa says that the Skan did the Goyrol, the actual placing, everybody will agree, was done by the Kohen Gadol, because as the Pasuk says, V'nosen Aaron, the pudding was done by Aaron. So then the Skan would pick his Goyrol, whatever it came out, and then hand it over to the Kohen Gadol. And another text of Sfasem says, indeed, according to the Braisa, maybe the animals weren't standing directly in front of the Kohen Gadol. Tan Abon. So we learn in the Braisa, Aborim Shona Shashim Shimon Tzadik. Shimon Tzadik was the Kohen Gadol in the Bayis Sheni for 40 years. And all those 40 years teaches us the Braisa, how Goyrol Oyle B'Yamin. The Goyrol Hashem always came up on the right side. Afterwards, Pamim Oil B'Yamin, Pamim Oil B'Smol. At times it came up on the right side, and at times it came out on the left side. V'hayu Loshin Shel Zahiris Malbim. Around the head of the Sar La'Azazel, they would put a red thread, and miraculously on Yom Kippur, it would turn white to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel, the Averis of Klal Yisrael. After that, Pamim Malbim, Pamim El Malbim. Sometimes it did turn white, and sometimes it didn't turn white. For he Ner Maravi Doilik, the Ner Maravi was either the middle candle or the second candle of Machlokes Rishonim of the Menorah. It used to remain lit from the night through the day. After Shimon Tzadik, Pamim Doilik and Pamim Kavah. Sometimes it remained lit, and sometimes it didn't. via Eish Shomero. Again, because the light, as the Rashi explains, proves the Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. Via Eish Shomarochem is Gaber. The fire on the Mizbeach would remain strong. There was no need for the Kaharim to bring extra wood to the Mizbeach. Chutz Mishnei Gzirayitzim, except for the two pieces of wood, the two logs of wood, which we discussed in the previous parak, that we brought two in the morning and two in the afternoon. V'kan ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik, pabim mizgab, pabim mizgab. Sometimes the fire remained strong, and sometimes it didn't. There were times that wood had to be brought the entire day. Furthermore, in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, Nishtalcha bracha, there was a bracha in the Omer, in the Karban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, Vishtaylechem, the Shtaylechem, which was brought in Shavuos, Ovalachem HaKponim. The Kagayin Shemagia Kazayas, every kind that got a Kazayas of a portion of these things, Yesh Ochle Vesavai, someone eat it and leave over, Vyesh Ochle Meister, Vyesh Ochle Vesavai, someone eat and be full, Vyesh Ochle Meister, someone eat and have to leave over. Vikam Ve'elach, after this time, the Shtalchem Me'ira, Ba'omer V'shtei Lechem, a curse came into the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem upon him, the Kagayin can be full, they would only receive the size of a bee. The people who act with sneers would not even take a portion. The gagrim and those that were gluttons would take the neitlin, would take an oichlin and eat. And there's a number of points to be made in learning this Gemara. First of all, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky points out our Gemara says that everybody received. Our Gemara speaks about the oimer. The Yerushalmi doesn't mention Omer. Why? So he says that Al Gemara goes according to Amanda Omer that says that the carbon Omer was divided amongst all the Kohanim. So that's why there was a question how much everybody got. The Yerushalmi, however, he says held that the Omer was only given to the Kohanim of that base af, so there wasn't so much Omer involved, and therefore the Yerushalmi doesn't speak about Omer. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that there were two differences between the time of Shimon HaTzadik and afterwards. One was that in times of Shimon HaTzadik, everybody got a kezias. Afterwards, everybody only got a poil. And another difference is that in times of Shimon HaTzadik, that poil filled up, satiated, and what do you call it, in the times of after Shimon HaTzadik, it did not satiate. That's the way some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn that even in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, not necessarily did everybody get a kezias. Some people got a kefoil, but that bean size filled up everybody. There are a number of questions. One question is that how is it possible that some could get a kazai, according to Rishon, that some got a kazai and some got a kafoil, how is it possible? Wasn't it divided equally? So the Rishon, the Miches Chinuch explains, we have learned earlier that on Shabbos, the old Mishmer left and the new Mishmer came in, and they would divide the lechem upon him. So let's say one Mishmer had many people, and one Mishmer did not have that many people. The Mishmer with many people, everybody only got a kafoil. The Mishmer with lesser people, the people got a kezias. But the Chasam Sofer asks, how is it possible that somebody should be mekayim the mitzvah with a kfoil, which is less than the shear? We know that the shear achila is always a kezias. So the Chasam Sofer answers two answers. One answer is that the kohen gadol always got a kezias. So the mitzvah achila was accomplished with the kohen gadol eating kezias. Then the rest of the people ate up the rest. They don't have a chiyuv achila. Another teretz he says, which has ramifications la'loch lemaisa, is that kachim is different than normal mitzvahs. By food which is a mitzvah achila, we know the shear is that somebody has to eat a kezias. By kachim, there is no concept that a kezias must be eaten. The concept is that the kachim has to be eaten up. As long as the kachim are eaten, even though the people waited, each person did not eat a kezias, the kachim, the mitzvah, achilas kachim, has been accomplished. Where is this relevant? It's relevant, let's say someone only has a half a kazayis matzah on Pesach. Is there a point in eating that half a kazayis? According to some Sofer, there will not be a concept like that. It's only by kachim where we have a mitzvah to eat up all the kachim. So it makes no difference if I eat a kazayis or less. However, where there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis, if I eat less than a kazayis, I have not been mekayim the mitzvah, and there is no point to it. The Chidah, however, disagrees, and the Chidah holds that if somebody doesn't have a kazayis, he should eat a half a kazayis, just like we find by Ravera, Chatzi Shir Osman Atari, when you're not allowed to eat something which is treif, not even allowed to eat less than a kazayis. So too, when you're mekayim a mitzvah, even though you're supposed to eat a kazayis, if you can't eat a kazayis, you don't have a kazayis, eat what you can. There is an interesting shayla in the Shari Tshuva. What will be the halacha if somebody has, if there are two people and each only have a kazayis, half a kazayis? What should they do? Should they each eat only a half a kazayis? Or should at least one person, one give the other person his half, so at least one should be mekayim the whole mitzvah? Hatznuim moishchim, the Ben Yoyada says, why the people that didn't eat called tznuim? They should be called chachsidim. Why tznuim? Because it says, in a way, what they did wasn't right. They were refusing to eat kachim. So they did it with tznius. Hatznuim, they did it quietly, should nobody should notice what they ate. And on the other hand, the gargarim are considered people that grabbed away. They took away something that wasn't coming to them. Says the Gemara, there was once a situation where somebody took his portion and the portion of his fellow kohen. By Karnasa ben Chamson, and he was called ben Chamson until the day he died. Why was he called ben Chamson? So Taisa says, because he grabbed it from somebody else who had grabbed from someone else. Another Taisa says that he was a person that grabbed from others, but when somebody took from him, he was upset. And yet another pshat that the Mepharshim say is ben Chamson, someone who has this kind of a behavior, ben Chamson, comes from a family, that's what he learned, that these bad behavior traits must have been part of his improper chinuch. Omer Rabba Bashela, Mikra, where do we see that the word Chamson means to grab, to steal? Because the pasuk says, Elokai, Palteini miyad rosha, mikaf, mi'ovel v'chaymitz, save me from the wicked, from a schemer, and from a robber. Rava Mahacha Limdu Hatev Dirshu Mishpat, learn to be benevolent, to do justice, Ashru Chametz, and give support to the robbed. Ashru Chametz, support the one that's robbed, V'at Ashru Chametz, and don't support the robber. Tan Rabban, Oysa Shana Shemespa Shimon HaTzadik, the year which Shimon HaTzadik passed away. Omelahem, he told the people, Beshadazah Humeis, that year he will die. He said Humeis, he didn't want to say on himself that he will die. Omelahem, they said to him, Menayin Atu Yudei, how do you know? Omelahem, B'chol Yom Kippurim, every year on Yom Kippur, Ha'im Ezdamili Zokin Echad, Lovish Levenim, V'Otel Levenim. It would be, as I went into the Kachay Kachim, I would see somebody who was wearing white and dressed in white and wrapped in white. Nithnasimi would come in with me and go out with me. This year, there was somebody wearing black and wrapped in black. Nithnasimi came in with me, but he didn't go out with me. Acha regal, after Sukkot, Choloshivis Yomim, he was sick for 7 days. Umeisen, he died. And afterwards, the Kahanim no longer used the Shem Hashem when they said Birkus Kahanim. The Zakir Echad, the Mepharshim explained, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the halacha is that no one is allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash together with the Kohen Gadol. So it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say that the Isser for anyone to enter the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen Gadol is only by the first Avodah when he comes in to do the Ketores, not when he goes for the Tzos Kaf HaMakta. Rav Chaim Brisk used to explain The issa of anybody going into the Beis HaMikdash is not on the person that's going in. Because if it's a malach or Hashem, there's no mitzvahs for them. It's on the avoidus Yom Kippurim. The avoidus Yom Kippurim has to be done in a way where no one else comes in with the kohen. No one else is in the Beis HaMikdash when the kohen gadol is doing the avoidah. The Mefarshim ask, how could they have stopped using the Shem Hashem by Birchus Kahanim? The halach is that the Shem Hashem has to be used when making the Birchus Kahanim. So, many answers are given. The Tosfos Rid answers that there is no chiv to say the Shem HaMafarish. You only have to say Hashem. Another Teretz is that they, in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, would say Hashem made out of 12 letters or 42 letters, and now they went down to 4 letters. Another Teretz is that they started, that they didn't have that many people that knew the Shem Hashem, and therefore it was not said because there was no one that knew it. Another Teretz is that the Shem Hashem is only used when the Shekhinah is present. After the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, the Shekhinah was no longer present, and therefore the Shem Hashem was no longer used. And yet another Torah says that the Shem Hashem might have been used, but it was said quietly, as we explained previously, that no one should hear the Shem and come to use it inappropriately. Tana Abonim. Abonim Shana Kodim Churban Abayis. 40 years before the Churban Abayis, Lo Hayagara Oil Bimin. The girl that came up the word Hashem no longer came up on the right side. And the red thread no longer got white. And the nemaravi did not remain lit. And the doors of the Beis HaMikdash would open up and stay open. Ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told them, why are you terrifying yourself? We know, unfortunately, that you will be destroyed. And the Zechariah ben Idoy, as Zechariah ben said, Pesach levonim aglasecha, open up your doors, the soichel esh barozecha. As the Sasemis, perhaps the doors opening up is a good sign that they're welcoming us. What's the sign? Why is we considered a bad sign? Sasem said because it opened up by night. At night there was no avoider, and therefore the opening was a bad sign. And the Farshim explained what is the lesson of the opening of the door as a bad sign. The Farshim explained it refers to Lashon Hara, that they open up, the people in those times would open up their mouths and speak inappropriate things, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Amr Rav Yitzchak ben Tevloi, Noma Nikra Shmai Levonon. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levonon? Shemalbin Avanisem Sheyisrael, whitens the sins of Klai Yisrael, is where Klai Yisrael had a Mechilas Averis. Amr Rav Zutra bat Tevya, Loma Nikra Shmai Yar. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called the forest? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Beis Yar HaLevonon. Lomelach, Ma Yar Levavlev. Just like a forest blossoms, so too the Beis HaMikdash blossoms. And the Ben Yoyada says, why do we use the word lavlev to show that the main thing in the Beis HaMikdash is the lavlev, is the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our heart in the Beis HaMikdash. Gam Rav Oshia, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, not by kol minei megadim shel zav, he planted all types of fruit trees of gold. Though you might see in Parisim's manner, they used to give out the fruit. The kivin sheruach min hashemesh ben, once the wind would blow, because they didn't know when the fruit was ripe. Hayinoshim Parisim, the fruit would drop. Shnami yirish kalvanim piryoy. Mehen hayis apanos lekuhuna, and from these fruit, the kahanim had panosa. The kivin shenichnasu avod unto kacham lehechel. Once the goyim entered the hechel, yochshu they dried up. Shnami ufaruch lvanim umlav. However, for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return to us these beautiful gold fruits. Shnemar, Parach, Tifrach, Vesogel, Afgilas, Urein, and Kvoid, Halvana, Nitla, the cover of the Beis HaMikdash will return. Some say that the gold fruit was used for the Bedek Abayis, and others say that Shlomo HaMelech specifically planted them for the need of the Kohanim. So we learned in the Mishnah He put the lats on the goats. One was for Hashem and one was for Azazel. Torah bottom. Eser pa'amim maske kohen gadol Hashem by bayoyim. The kohen gadol would say the Shem Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur. Shlosh mevidei rishon. Three times when he said the first vidui on Hashem, on Bashem, lefnei Hashem tataru. Shlosh mevidei sheni. The same when he said it the second time. He did vidui on his bull. Shlosh b'sar mishtaleach, and then when he said it on the sar mishtaleach, vech begarolus, and the tenth time is when he said Lashem chatas. The kva'omah Hashem, there were times that he said Hashem, the nishma koyle b'yirichoy, and his voice was hurled all the way to Yirichoy. So Mepharshim asked that he also said the Shem Hashem when he did duchening, when, as we just learned. So some say that our Gemara is referring to after the time of Shimon at Tzaddik, where it was no longer, as we learned before, said the Shem Hashem. Rav Hutner says in the Pasuk Yitzchak that when the Gemara says that they said the Shem Hashem 10 times, it means that they said the Shem Hashem 10 times and people would be bowed down. When the Shem Hashem was said by duchening, they did not bow down, and that's why it's not considered mentioning the Shem Hamafosh. Omer Rabba Babachana. Mirushalayim li Yirichoy, from Yirushalayim to Yirichoy, asar parsos, takes 10 parsos. Vetzir dasas ahechel, and the creaking of the hinges of the door, nishma b'shmoy tchum Shabbos, could be heard up to 8 tchum Shabbos. Ezen should be Yirichoy, the goats in Yirichoy, haimis atvoy shmereich ha'ktaris, would sneeze from the fragrance of the ktaris in the Beis HaMikdash. Noshin should be Yirichoy, the women in Yirichoy, einon tzvichas lesbasim, did not have to put on perfume, mereich ha'ktaris, because the ktaris was so wonderful, it gave him a smell. Kalish Rishlaim, a Kala, as Rishlaim explained, usually puts on more perfume. If she was in Rishlaim, ainat tzvichas kashit, she didn't have to put on perfume, mereich ha'ktaris. Ask Tosis that even though the halacha is that there is no mi'ila by reyach, that there is no mi'ila when somebody uses the smell, it's awesome. So how could they use this perfume for, how could the kalis use this for perfume? So one Teretz Tosis says it's only awesome if somebody draws themselves closer to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't draw themselves closer to the Beis HaMikdash. Another Teretz is that's it's impossible. They didn't do anything, it happened by himself, so there is no Isser. Omer Elezer ben Negloi, Oizim hayu l'abba b'hari mikva. My father had goats in the Hari Mikva. By his atvash merech ktaris, they would sneeze from the fragrance of the ktaris. Omer Abchi bar Abba, Omer Bishume Karcha, Sochli Zakin Echad, an elderly person told me, Pam Achas Halakti L'Shiloi, once I came to Shiloi, where the Mishkan had stood at one time, V'rachti Reich Ktairus, and I was able to smell, still many years later, the fragrance of the Ktairus, Ben Kosler, from between the walls of the, from between the walls in Shiloi that remained from the Ktairus.